If you'd be so nice as to get your pew Bibles out to John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, that Janine spoke so eloquently to with the children. Jesus as the gate to the sheepfold. We'll read all 10 verses. Page 103, I think, in your pew Bibles. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and to destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of this, his holy word. Again, will you join me in prayer? Let us pray. Well, gracious Lord, thank you so very much for those words of abundant living, abundant life from our good shepherd, our risen Lord, Jesus Christ. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock, and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. I am the gate for the sheep. So says our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You might find this an odd text for a Sunday in Eastertide, but we need to remember in this season of new life, of renewal, of joy, that it is all because of what our Heavenly Father has done for us in Jesus Christ, that allows us to serve a risen Lord. God is the beginning and the end of our trust in God. Jesus is the only way, the only gate for God's people to enjoy the abundance of life that God offers. Any other door is an illusion, a trick, a con, the wrong way. You get the picture. After I finished the sermon, I told Tina, it doesn't even sound like me. So for those of you who want a break from Michael's sermons, you may just be getting it this morning. Let me indulge you for a few minutes with thinking about some false gates, some false doors in the life of believers and the good Lord. To those of you who are searching for a Christian community, be careful that you don't find one that is based particularly on a cult of personality. The life Jesus offers us is much bigger than any particular individual. The ministries in recent years of Jim Jones, David Koresh, Jim and Tammy Faye Baker, Pat Robertson, Jimmy Swaggart, all bear the pain and misery of messenger personalities trying to top the personality of our Lord. If a ministry is centered around an individual more so than emphasizing the Lord Jesus Christ, be careful that you are not following a false Messiah or the wrong gate. There's a lot of talk in the church today about church growth. A lot of mainline congregations are struggling with worship attendance, worship numbers. Well, let me dispel for you some notions for church growth that include the following behaviors as gateway behaviors for a church to grow. Especially how it comes to how you and I, who have been in the church for a while, relate to people who are coming through our doors for the very first time, our guests and visitors. We might be acting like the wrong kinds of gates if we act like the following. When you see guests and visitors, never make eye contact with them. But don't expect them to return. If you and I never smile at guests and visitors, don't expect them to return. If we never offer to help them find the sanctuary, it's down the hallway and to your right, down that long hallway. Yes, ma'am. Just keep on walking to your right. Or if they have a question about where is the Sunday school class, or where is the church office, if we never offer to help guests and visitors, we might be acting as the wrong kind of gate. If you never speak to a guest or visitor, don't expect them to quickly return to Kirkwood. And never expect them to reveal their life story during the morning greet and meet time. Can you imagine if we were hitting on some visitors who are very shy and would not appreciate us asking, so what church did you used to attend? And how long did you attend it? Did you have any offices? Did you assume any offices in that church? Were you given a tithe? Okay. We have to be careful. We're not like members of the FBI and interrogating folks doing the meet and greet, but we respect their boundaries. I once had a person tell me, Michael, I love coming to Kirkwood, but you know what? That meet and greet just causes me so much anxiety because I'm a really shy person. And I wanted to say to them, I'm really shy too. How can we expect the Kirkwood brand of Christianity to grow others in the faith if we fail as a congregation to be welcoming and inviting to first-time visitors and guests? Now, here is where Michael goes from preaching to meddling. Be wary of the gate to the sheepfold that is constructed by hyper-criticism of every aspect of church life. I respect it. I'm not going to say I love it, but I like it when folks care enough to send me an email that I didn't approve of your sermon this morning. You failed to mention so-and-so. We all can grow. We all need to hear that kind of critique. There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't understand why the session is spending all this money for this particular program. That is nothing wrong with that kind of criticism. But when you and I start blasting every musical praise song or hymn as being, they sang it too fast, they sang it too slow, they sang it too loud. When you start biting every Sunday school offering as, I'm sorry, but none of these classes touch me where I am. I can't learn anything from any of them. When you fail to participate in any ministry of the church, because none of them speak to you and are worth your time, your investment of your time, then the preacher will humbly say, maybe it's time for you and I, if we're like that, to undergo a humility assessment to make sure we have not stepped over the line into pride and arrogance. I know what's best for the church. And unless what it does suits me on the church. Jesus said he is the gate to the sheepfold. So Kirkwood, don't be distracted by other gates which hold out a short cut to fellowship with the Heavenly Father. I guarantee you, if you go through that gate, you will be disappointed. If the gate tells you that you can have a rich relationship with God by handing over to the good Lord and this ministry a big chunk of your personal estate, be careful. Lord, have mercy. I'm not talking about tithing to the church. I'm talking about this ministry, whatever it might be. Unless you give me a whole big chunk of your change, you're not going to have God's blessings upon you. Kirkwood, don't be hoodwinked. Be careful. If someone in ministry tells you, we know how you can have a quick relationship as a disciple of Jesus Christ with our risen Lord, and you don't have to spend any time in prayer, you don't have to spend any time reading the Word, and you don't ever have to bother yourself with helping someone, here's how you do it. Walk away as fast as you can. Kirkwood, it seems like the church down through the years has always gotten in trouble when it embraced an easier gate to the sheep. The German church in the 1930s got real cozy with Adolf Hitler and Nazism. The South African church got real cozy with apartheid. The American church got real cozy with segregation in the 60s. You can see what happens when you seek to accommodate Jesus with another kind of gate. Here's a newsflash, Kirkwood. That gate will lead you to nowhere. Be careful. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you that your Son, Jesus Christ, is the gate to the sheepfold. Help us not be distracted by more accessible gates or doors or persons or even ministries. But help us be smart, help us be faithful, and help us keep listening to you, rather than following much easier to follow kinds of God's liturgy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.